back here, you pesky critter!
12-year-old Andy Carter twirled her lariat over her head. Once, twice, three times, and threw it with a mighty oof.
"That'll teach you," she yelled. "No calf can escape my rope."
Apparently, the calf didn't know Andy was an expert with a lasso. He shook his head, ducked, and slid out from under the loop. The rope hit the ground with a dusty thud.
"No!"
A chuckle pulled Andy from her failure. She turned the bay gelding around and faced the Circle C's newest cowhand. Josh was a dozen yards away, jumping back and forth through a huge looped circle, performing all sorts of rodeo tricks. Show off. Catching Andy's glare, Josh let the rope fall to his ankles.
"It's a pity how that calf escaped your rope, Miss Andy."
He gave her a two-fingered salute from the brim of his hat.
"Better luck next time."
Oh, the shame! Red-hot anger crept up her neck and exploded in her cheeks. What did this young upstart cowhand know about Andy's lassoing skills? Why, just 3 years ago, she and Sky, her brother's horse, had beat the time for calf roping in the Circle C's rodeo competition. Josh laughed at Andy's furious expression and pointed to the calf.
"Your calf is getting away. Shouldn't you go after him before he escapes the yard? Lassoing takes practice. You'll learn."
Andy gripped Jingo's reins to keep her fingers from shaking and choked back a scathing reply. If only she were riding Taffy. Her golden palomino would never let her down like Jingo just had. Unfortunately, Taffy had stumbled over a gopher hole last week.
"She needs to rest her leg for a good long while,"
Chatted instructed.
"No riding. Let her stand around in her paddock until those tendons heal and the swelling goes down."
"What about calf branding on Saturday?"
"You can ride Jingo," Chad promised.
Small comfort. However, Andy did not want to be left out of the fall branding. Chad promised she could brand any calf she flushed from the rangeland.
"Jingo knows his business around cattle," he assured her.
"Ha," Andy thought, still sputtering at Josh's teasing. She and Jingo did not make a good roping team, not like she and Taffy. No calf ever slipped by Taffy.
"You talk mighty big, Josh," Andy finally managed to say without yelling.
"I've seen your fancy rodeo tricks, but can you rope a calf?"
"I certainly can."
"Betcha you can't," Andy shot back, "not unless the calf standing stock still 6 feet away and daring you to drop a loop over him."
Josh let out a belly laugh.
"You got yourself a bet,"